The Black Sash, the Institute for Economic Justice, Amandla.mobi, hashtag pay the grants, the Social Policy Initiative, and Women and Democracy Initiative. These are just some of the civil society organizations who are calling the failure by the Department of Social Development to pay millions of South Africans the 350 SRD grant a national scandal. You remember, of course, the department announced the publication of new regulations that would govern applications, but also the eligibility of recipients. We are now going into a third month, and many people who had come to depend on those grants are simply not receiving them. So is the department quite literally taking food out of people's mouths? The Minister of Social Development is Lindiwe Zulu, and she joins us now on the line. Minister, as always, thank you for your time.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your view, to your listeners.
Of course, what we are finding out is that there are millions of South Africans who had come to depend on these grants. What's the delay in finalizing their payments?
The delay is caused by the fact that, firstly, the previous time when we were paying the social grants, we were using regulations that were under the COVID-19. And then because we are no longer paying under those regulations, we had to change the regulations. Changing the regulations also meant having negotiations with banks in particular, because when you have to pay social grants or pay any other grant, you have to pay to pay the grants. And therefore, to pay, you need to have negotiations with the banks, because also with the banks, it's the price that we have to pay for each and every one. And therefore, what has delayed is, one, from the National Treasury point of view, there were processes that we needed to do for Treasury to certify itself that firstly we're going to be paying the right people, because our other challenge is that we couldn't just simply say these were the people that we're paying, let's continue paying them. Also on the basis that some people have gone back to work, and unfortunately they didn't stop receiving the money, because those that have gone to work shouldn't be receiving the money. We are almost at the end of our negotiations with the banks, really, because what delayed us more was the negotiations with the banks.
If I think about the general response of government now, not just your department, in terms of the COVID-19 rules and regulations, there's always been caution in terms of what has been communicated, that you didn't want to make wholesale changes that were going to affect millions of people without a plan in place. How do you explain what you've just said to me, to people who've been going hungry for weeks now, who are struggling to buy basic food items, many of whom are entirely dependent on this 350 Rand SRD grant as the difference between literally life or death?
Well, not life and death, Bongani. I think we also need to be appreciative on the other hand of the fact that we also have to account. The Auditor General raised this issue for us, that we were paying too many people who actually had gone back to work, and therefore we need to tighten our systems. Yes, we truly appreciate and we truly understand the fact that many people entirely depend on this grant. That is the reason why we said we'll be able to pay the grant from June, because we were calculating how much it was going to take us, one, to deal with the regulations and changing the regulations, two, to negotiate with the banks, which we have done, and we are only left with one bank now. Also because, as I say, to pay the money, you need to pay for paying the money. And therefore, we wanted to make sure that when we start the payment, we don't do a stop and start and then come back and say, no, we are not able to pay because of this and that. We are going to be paying the grants from now. And we did indicate also that we are going to be paying back from the time that people applied, and when they applied and they were approved.
Sure.
So the payments that will be done will backdate to them.
Minister, I suppose, without making too much of a point on this, the fact that you don't see this as a matter of life and death is maybe part of the problem, right? These people are ultimately being denied their constitutional rights. For somebody who has to depend on 350 rand. When that money doesn't come because of administrative challenges, you should have anticipated before changing the rules. I mean, they're paying the price for your lack of foresight and planning.
Well, it's unfortunate if you see it that way, and it's unfortunate also if you think that I'm not appreciative of that fact, and I am very much appreciative. Firstly, the very fact that this government and the very fact that President Cyril Ramaphosa made that decision that we have to cushion our people from hunger and all and make sure that we get and pay this money, and the fact that we appreciated that we needed to extend the money, for me, is what we fought for and is what we have. And the fact that.
But in practice, Minister, in reality, in practice, money, whilst we laud that, and I think you're absolutely spot on, it was absolutely the right thing to do. And I think all and sundry said, yay, 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 government, this is exactly the thing you need to do. To now, having given those people a lifeline, to take it away from them because of administrative challenges, because you're still in negotiations, you should surely have sorted out all those things before you start taking the food from people's mouths.
Well, Bongani, it's very unfortunate that you analyze it in that way. One thing I can tell you and one thing I can assure the listeners and assure the people who are waiting for this money is that we are a responsible government and that we will pay this money, and that on the other hand, it is important for us to make sure that we do the right thing, because believe me, Bongani, it will be yourself again who comes back to me if you hear that we are paying millions of taxpayers' money to people who are not supposed to pay for. You yourself will also have a problem with me and the department doing that.
Well, of course.
We really apologize that we have taken this long, but we cannot change the fact that we've got systems, Bongani, that we have to make sure that we do the right thing, and we have to make sure that we pay the right people. And I know and I understand and appreciate, I'm always getting the SMSs myself, the calls myself. It pains me also that the money has not been paid.
I put it to you, Minister, that I disagree. I don't think it does pain you, Minister. Could you live without your income for 3 months? Could you? Could you take that hit?
Well, Bongani, look, I think that I would not live without my pay also. I wouldn't live without my salary also, because I have responsibilities and all that, just like all other people have got responsibilities. But my own pay also has a system. Government doesn't stand on the road. There is systems. For me to be paid, I have to be paid through systems that make sure that the money is paying the right Lindiwe Zulu and not another Lindiwe. So it is, and I can assure you, and we are really, really sorry that we have had to go through this process and take this long. But this money will be paid to the right beneficiaries as soon as we have completed our systems. In fact, as you are talking to me right now, at 7:30, I'm having a meeting with the entire team to finalize, because yesterday they were still in negotiation with the banks, and I'm hoping that they've completed that negotiation.
Earlier you said the deadline would be mid-June. Is that still the case? What is the specific date by which this money will be paid?
It is still the time that I announced. Because, again, I'm saying to you, Bongani, and the listeners, that side of things of having to pay depends on the negotiations that we have to have.
So what's the date? What's the date?
I'm not going to give you a date. I said mid-June, I'm not going to give you a date, because, as I say to you right now, at 7:30, I have the meeting with the CEOs, the CEO of SASSA, the team of SASSA, and the team of my department. 7:30, we're meeting for me to get a report. What? How far did the negotiations go? And if the negotiations, some of them didn't go the way we expect them to go. These are banks. They have their own regulations. If it didn't go the way we expect it to go, what else must we do as the Department of Social Development? We are on top of it. We never slept on it. We've been on top of it from the time that the announcement was made. And we're going to make sure that people are paid.
We'll leave it there with Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu. She's pained by all of this, she says. Do you buy it? Do you believe her?